We are on Daf Nun Vav Amid Beis. Let us get again into the swing of the sugya. The Mishnah says, "It's you are listim chayav. Listim took out the behemoth, so the listim achay. So the Gemara asks, Pshita kivin da avkua kaima lo b'shusayu l'chol mili. So the Gemara asks, that's poshut, if they stole it. So automatically, the mechuyiv to pay all the hezekis. It is not necessary for the Mishnah to tell us this. So the Gemara says, leitzriche de kama lo ba'apo. It's you alistim does not mean they took out biyodayim the behemoth. No, de kama lo ba'apo. So what does Rashi say? Shalai mashchuha, they did not pull the behemoth, ela amdu bifoneha l'chol tzad, shalai teilech ona va'ona, ela l'koma lechel. They stood in such a way that the behemoth did not have a etza where to go, till it went to a koma of tvua and ate a tvua. Gavucha, we didn't learn the previous Rashi. Rashi says, Kivin da afkuha, ike meshiche, veshine rishus, bahave knuya, lechol mili. Shver Rashi, what exactly does Rashi mean? So, I saw in Minchas Yehuda, that was the only one I saw who spoke about this Rashi. He says, since they made a meshiche, veshine rishus, what does Rashi mean, hachnosa l'rishusoy? Because Rashi is agreeing with the Rishalmi that Tosfos brought down that we learned yesterday. The Rishalmi says, you only chayiv if they took it out l'goizlo, to be machna sitting there rishus. If they took it out l'abda, they're not chayiv. So, memela, so that's what Rashi is saying. Ika meshiche, they took it out. Vishine Rishus, and they want to be Mishana the Rishus, they want to be Machnesit L'Rishusom. That's the Taichetziu, a listen. Listen means they're taking it for themselves. Davaknuya L'chol Mili, so then, it's a Tzkoni L'chol Mili, that they should be also Chayev, and there's Akis. Could be like the second Malach in Taishvis, since the Chayev Ba'onsim, and they have Kinyon Ixela. So Mamela, so it's Poshit. That the chayiv ba'onsim. Loi tzrichi di kamala ba'apas. Rashi says, no, they didn't take it. Shaloi mashchuha. No, they stood in its way till it went to a kama. Agavulche, the Pnei Yeshua says, we'll see, we have two akimtas here, so the Pnei Yeshua says, the Gemara is making akimtas in the Mishnah, we have to, where does it say in the Mishnah? Where do we see this in the Mishnah? So the Pnei Yeshua says it does not say nitaluha listem. If it would be a pasha to meshicha, they took it. Hitziyua would mean they made it go out. It doesn't. Why do you have to speak ipsazoi vague? Say nitaluha listem. So forget. They didn't make a pasha to meshicha. No, the first mahalach in the Gemara is of that the kamala ba'apa. They made that it should go out. And in such a way that it came to a koma of tvur lechel. So in other words, they were misaviv that this behemoth should eat that tvur. Let's go further. So what is that? Ki ha da omarab masno marab hamamid behemas chaveroi al komas chaveroi chay. If a person is mamid behemas chaveroi al komas chaveroi chay. So the Gemara says, "Mamid pshite." That's poshit. Mashme sha'oyzo biyodoy umoylicha likama. He's taking it to the koma to eat. So that's poshit. Loitzriche de koma lo ba'ab. So and the memra of Rav that Rav said, "Amamid behemes chaveroy al komas chaveroy chayev." So the Gemara explained he means not his mamedit kibshutoi, no tamala ba'apa. And that is how he was misaviv that the behemoth should eat the kama. And Rav says, you're chayiv. So that's pshat, not mishnah. So pshat is, he's not a gazlan, because there was no mashichet, but you're chayiv. Al tanudin of a mamed behemoth chaveiroi al kama chaveiroi. Now Rashi doesn't explain what the lumdus of this din is, so let us see Tosfos. Amamid behemes chaveiroi al komas chaveiroi chayiv. Tzach Tosfos, va'af al pi she'ena behemes shaloi. It's not his behemes. How can he be chayiv? He didn't steal it. If he stole it, we had a whole lumdus, so it's like his behemes come lay b'shusa. But he didn't steal it. It's not a ma'isa mashiach, it's nothing. Chayiv mitam shein beregel. So Tosfos says, amuyim dikizach, he's chayiv al shein beregel. By Shem Beregel, it has to be your behemoth. This is not your behemoth. It's like his behemoth. Since he was misaviv, that the Shem Beregel should come about, so Tosfos says, Amor Dikizach. Tosfos says, if a person is misaviv, a hezek of shein veregel through a behemoth, if a person was misaviv, a hezek of shein veregel through a behemoth, so it's ke'ilu, it is his behemoth that made the shein veregel. That means I made that this behemoth should make a hezek of shein veregel. This is al yedei maisov. So it's be'iroi legabi shein veregel. It's my behemoth for shein veregel. Because I made that this behemoth should be mazik b'shein veregel. So Tosfos says, fakert, I use the behemoth to make a hezek of shein veregel. So Memele, it's called my behemoth for shein veregel. It's called my behemoth for shein veregel. It's Yanim's behemoth. But by being misaviv that this behemoth should make a hezek of shein veregel, so it's called my behemoth for shein veregel. And Tosfos says, and could be this is the makor to this halacha, it's a merdika halacha, k'moy madlik pishtonei shal chaveiroi b'neiroi shal chaveiroi. Tosfos does not mean a case of Adam Amazik. Tosfos means a case of Eish. That a person took Yenim's Ner, and he was Peshaya with Yenim's Ner till it created a Hezek of Eish. So he's also Chayiv. The Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in the second Perek, if you need Isha Mishum Mamonai, does it have to be his moment? Tosfos says, no, you don't need it to be my moment. And Tosfos brings this din, but the chiv is because I was misaviv that this eish should make a hezek of eish. So it's called ishoy, it's called my eish. It's my eish, lahazik, with the mazik of eish. So if I take a mazik and I'm misaviv that this mazik should make whatever type of a hezek it's making, so memela, I become a bala mazik. So if I made a behemoth to make a hezek of shein veregel, so it's my behemoth for shein veregel. I made a neir should be mazik someone else's tvue. So pishtonai, so memele, so it's called my eish legabi pishton. Fine. So it seems from Tosfos, the makor is taken from eish. By eish could be you don't have a special pasuk, shnei dvarmei nebeshusu shonasor makor. This is a svara pshuta vaystois that you don't have to have, it doesn't have to be your own eish. If I'm a saviv that this eish should be mavil, someone else's thing, so it's called ishoy. So Tosfos wants to say, so let's say if we learn out from eish, maybe the chiv is al eish. Maybe, so whenever I take, not a shein veregel, maybe it's eish taket. So I took an animal who was an eater of tvue, and I put it near near a come, mayasa beime, says can eat it, so maybe the chiv is also ishtake. So Taisa says, av ein leforish to mechayv mitameish, the bari yazeke, since this is bari yazeke, vav keilu noisin lishameish, and so it's like he's putting an eish, there's a, you need an eish tafke, a fire, okay, this is also an eish, it's gonna devour the come. So maybe it's tak eish. So Taisa says, if you tell me it's bari yazeke, vav agav de patrin in noisin samamoros of nebehemes chavera. If it's called Bori Yezeke, that means food next to a behemoth spells eating. I mean, it's Bori Yezeke, so I put Samamovis with Nei Behemoth, so it's Bori that's going to eat the Samamovis. So why aren't you Chayiv over there? So Tai says there's different. Shani Hosam, Oy Mishum Dolei Avida Dochlo. There's one Svar over there, it's not tempting. So Mamela, so could be, they won't eat it, speaking about a bit of some of it, so, they're talking that, but, that it's like, either the Ochlo. Oy, Mishum, the Havalay, Shaloy, Toychol, Kedomala. Well, there's another Svar. The Svar is, Iyu, the Azik, Anafshi. That's sure, it's going to eat it. But he can say that I made the Ezek. The Behemoth was Mazik itself. Havalay, Shaloy, Toychol. It doesn't have Seychol, it's going to, whatever the Metzius is loy malav loy boy, but I didn't do it. The behemoth did it. The behemoth was masik itself. So Mamela, so if I take food, poison, sugar-coated poison, and I put it in front of the behemoth, and the behemoth goes and eats it, and that's the end of the behemoth. So you come over to me, you knew the behemoth is going to eat it. Yeah, I knew the behemoth is going to eat it, but you can't say, but the behemoth killed itself. Can't control this. It's not called that I was mazikit, even though there's a yediyah that's called ihi da azik anafsha. The behemoth did it. It's a grome, but grome is pata. So, but it's not called I'm a mazik. So Meila Taisvis wants to say that eating is bori yezeke, and so maybe it's eish taket, maybe it's eish. Tim Kane. So Taisa says, Mitam Zahavlo is Chayva Filubishu Sarab. So Taisa says, if you're gonna tell me that it's H, so I'll come out a personal Bimamit Behemte Bishu Sarab, near someone else's Tvue, so be Chayiv. I'll say, it's H. Vulay Mishtame Bishum Duchte de la Chayiv Bishu Sarab, Shame, Afilumikari Behemte Eifala Peris Mimidalev. I didn't find any place in Shas that you should have Shame that should be Chayiv Bishu Sarab. Afilu was Mekarev de Behem, I didn't find any place in Shas. So you see, it's not Eish. So I saw in the Teresh Shmuel, so why isn't it Eish? Well, I mean, places we had a good Cheshman. The whole Limud is from Eish, so maybe it's like an Eish. So he says that the Maskonos of Tosfos is, it's not called Bori Yezeke. Eish is Bori Yezeke, Behem is not Bori Yezeke. Eish consumes. Eish is, no, it's not what mood the Eish is in, and Eish will consume. This is a Shaila, we'll get to there. That's a Shaila. I mean, you have an Eish here, and 2 or 5 feet away of it, away. Good. You have to know, Ruch Metsuye, that has to come in order to bring it there, but an eish is a mazik. That is, an eish is a metzius think a mazik. A behemoth can be a mazik. If it wants to eat, it'll eat. If it doesn't want to eat, it won't eat. A behemoth is not called bori yezeke. A behemoth is a mazik sheyilze. If it wants to eat, if it doesn't want, you can't put eish and Shein Varego in the same category. You can't put a Bahim and a Nation in the same category. So therefore, it can't be Eish. It's not Eish. So Memele, but it's Shein Varego. It's Shein Varego. So Memele, that's Shatna Gemara, Yechai about Shein Varego. Bachreinim Rav Shimon asks, Amoyre Dike Kashe? Fine. They say the Pilpul is at Eish, it's at Shein Varego. It's not Eish. Shein Varego. Fine. We're a Chilik, it's not Bori Yezeke. Like Rav Shimon, Shem v'shamayim. Toisvis an nunvavo medalev. It makes a whole shtik teirin, a whole problem. We hear it, koifav kom mosa bifneid leikas chaveiroi, so yechayiv als eish, ishim ishim chitzav toisvis, yod ishim ishim chitzav, rabi ishim ishim chitzav. Taktach toisvis, a koifis, odo bifnei ari, kovsoi bifnei ari, Why aren't you chayev? What is this difference in Makarev, Dover, Eitzel, Eish? They says, Chalukim, he brought it there. What's that? Ram Tzemaise. At Shuldik, an Ari is an animal. An Ari is not an Eish. If Taisus here on Amad Bey said that Taisus said over here an animal can statistically can eat, but an animal is not called boyazeki, you can't put into the same category of Eish. So Bezoi, what's Pshat and Pesach Shimon Zakasha, and this Taisus from the previous Taisus, before Taisus Takasha Kofsa Bifneari, you should be Chayv Isha Mishum Chitzov. Ich bin reif rezich, als ich mich im Chitz auf Teisus ist. So der Teisus aus Madama an Ari to an Eish, das ist Mekar im Dova Eitz al Eish, and Teisus says it's not an Eish. Now let's go, let's see what the Goyin says. Aval HaRashba Posak V'Chayev. The Rashba says, the Rashba Taka learns, there's a tumul hatulam shat in the Rashba, but the Rashba says, Mamed Behema is Chayev Bishus Arab. The Ritas Loshna the Rashba, it's a Odom HaMazik. You take an animal that's going to eat right before Tvua, so it's called Odom HaMazik. That's what the Rashba says. Obviously the Rashba means Eishtake. But I'll call upon him, that is Shitas HaRashba. So let's get back to the Gemara. So we had a problem. The Mishnah says that it's your listem chayom. So if you learn it's you means they made a mashicha, so it's poshet, and it's poshet, a chayim, I don't need a mishnah. So the Gemara says, no, it was a tziyu, not a yedei mashicha, so they're not gazlonim, so it has to be, they brought it, they guided it to the comet. Tziyu listem. So we had mentioned Achsma yesterday, so, Rabbi Kebege is akashe, so, and the chiyuv is al shem v'regel. So what's pshat you list him? They're not robbers. They didn't steal it. It was kamala ba'apa. They didn't steal it. So what's you list him? So Rabbi Kevega says that it's you list him means they wanted to steal it, but they taka didn't become ganovim. They wanted to steal it, but yadeinu al tigabai. They wanted to steal it, but they stole it through Kamala Ba'apo, which in Yisod is not a Maisa Meshiche, and they did not become Gazlonim, but the Chayim also in the Regel. That is Pshat in the Mishnah. Now, let's go further. Omalei Abaye L'Rav Yosef, you told us a different Pshat in Rav Masne, Hikisha Omar Talon, the listim nami the hikishua. And the Mishnah is also speaking about hikishua. He says, when we discussed Rav Masna Omar Rav's memre, hamamid behema schaveire al koma schaveire chayiv, so we have mamid pshite, so you said it's speaking about not that he pulled it out there, he hid it till it went there. There's a little bit a more convincing oifen of to make the behema go lekamas chavera. Hikisha amritlon velistim nami the hikishua. And the Mishnah is also speaking hikishua. Now let's see what Rashi says. Hikisha bemakal amritlon bahida maimit umishim hochi Mechayev, you told us a different pshat. Because he hit the behemah is chayev, the list him nami the hikishua bemakel, vashmina masnisen the kisha bemakel zu hi meshiche. This is meshiche. So now, let us just, I'd like to say over how the Maram Shiflin's pshat and Rashi. This whole shtik teire, that we had till now, the first Mahalach Kamala Ba'apa, Yer Misaviv, that it should make a Hezek of Shem V'Regel, so it's called your Behema for Shem V'Regel. Halom Deshish Tikteire. Abaye said, we didn't hold of this Tikteire. So you didn't tell us that Pshat. This Tikteire wishes vehemently to disagree. Kamala Ba'apa, Nerei, Misaviv. Nah, there's no such thing. Now you told us, Pshat, that the Emerson, the Chiyuv, of Mamed Bahimas Chaveiroi or Komas Chaveiroi, is he made a Mashiach on the Bahima. He made a Mashiach, and he's a Gazlan, so he's Chayev, because if you're a Gazlan, you're Chayev in the Zekas that the Bahima does. The Chiv is not als Shem Beregel, the Chiv is als Gzeila. But we're in hot water. If the Chiv is als Gzeila, so it's Peter, given that good, Kamala Bashusai Lachal Mili. So the Teretz is, he didn't make a real Mashiach, he made a Batlonish Mashiach. Hikisha, he went and he hit the Behemah, and the Behemah started going. And Rashi says, Vashmina Masnisen, the Hikisha Bamakal Zuhi Mashiach. Hikisha Bamakal is a Mashiach. Fine. So, first of all, the Yeska Kasha, the Baraisa in Kedushin, Lafchav Beis Amud Beis, Mashiach Keitzad, Kaira Lovi Bo, Kisha Bemakel, Kivin Shokhal Yad Varegel, his Koine. So the Baraisa that he kishes Mashiach, so Pnei Yeshua has this Kasha. Pnei Yeshua says, no, it's a Baraisa. We don't have a Mishnah. So the Mishnah, that's Pshat, the Mishnah, as we mentioned before from the Bnei Yeshua, the Mishnah was Mara, Hitziyua. It doesn't say Nitolua. It says Hitziyua. Hitziyua means Hikisha. So that you can make a Mashiach through Hikisha. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. Fine. So I had a shtickle problem. Two problems I had. One problem I found. One problem I didn't find. So, fine. The Mishnah is telling us that you can make Mashiach with Hikisha. We don't have a Mishnah in Shas that says such a thing. Fine. But Rav said, Amamid Bemis Chaber, Alkomas Chaber, Rechai, we yes, Takashu, and Zafshite. No, he didn't make a Mashiach, it's Hikisha. Hikisha, no, it's a Barais already, it's main. And Rav Lachaira, and Rav, we have the time. Why does Rav have to tell us this? Oh, my Rav, Masno, my Rav, that he can make a, that's also called a Mashiach. That's also called a Mashiach. Sabaraisa, why does Rav have to tell us this? That's one kasha. Then I had another kasha, and I found the beer in the Maram Shif asked this kasha. But the Maram Shif learns Pshat and Rashi, that there's no such, this whole new concept of Maimed, Shein Veregel, Nishkishtaike, Nishkabal, there's no such thing. The reason you're chayev to pay, because you made a Mashiach Eligzel. Made a Mashiach Eligzel. That's why you're chayev. So what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that Hakish is also a Mashiach. That's the Chiddush of Rav, that's the Chiddush in our Mishnah. Gewaldig. But it's the Chapella. So why did he say, Hamamed Behemas Chaveire Al Komas Chaveire? Why do you need, he has to guide it to the Koma. If the Chiv is als Gazlan, so that means I stole it today, tomorrow went and it went Al Komas Chaveire on its own, I got a Mosachai. If the Mashiach, the way the Maram Shiv learns Pshat and Rashi, and that's the Ritas Bom of Rashi, that means the Chiv is als Gazlan according to the second Loshen. The Chiv is not als Mamid, als Mazik. So why do you have to be Al Komas Chaveire? This Kasha the Bir and the Maram Shiv asks. So I wanted to say it could be that Rav Masna said a Mordek Chiddush. Be'emesin, we had a Yerushalmi that when is a Gazlan Chayiv, Taisi Botana Yerushalmi, and then we mentioned that the Minchas Yudas seems Rashi also held like the Yerushalmi Vishini Rishus, only a Gazlan is it's you Ligzel, then you Chayiv on the Hezek. It's you La'abed, I'll take out Yenim's behemoth, and I don't want it for myself. Chas v'shalom. I just want that la'abed. So you're not chayiv bezekis al kaponim. You're not kind of b'shino. You're not a gazlan. That's not called a gazlan. I'm taking it out that you get destroyed. It's not called a gazlan. I don't have a shame gazlan. So you won't be chayiv bezekis. I think Rav Masna Marav said a murdik echidish. Let us try to picture what happened over here. I'll tell you, there was a Mordechai Maisa. There was a Maisa, there was a Kome that belonged to Reuven. And this Reuven went and insulted Levi as a Mordechai. So Levi says, I'm going to show him. So if he could have, he didn't have a match on him, he didn't have any, and he wanted this, the owner of the Kome who insulted him, he wanted to show him, you don't start up with him, but he didn't have the Kalim. So Mamela, what did he do? He heard it, Pesazoi, the Shimon's behemoth, the next door neighbor is Shimon. I'll show this Reuven, you don't start up with me. So he goes over to Shimon's behemoth and starts beating the behemoth, that the behemoth should go and eat up the Kome. And he was, also the Yodai. He showed Reuven. Reuven will know the next time not to chat with him. Fine. Now, what was the intent of Levi when he took out the behemoth? He made it, it's a chiddush, it's called a Mashiach, but what is the intent? He wanted, personally, he's not interested in stealing Shimon's behemoth, that's true, but he wanted Shimon's behemoth to be a tool for him to be Mazik Reuven's coming. That's what he wanted. That's exactly what he did. That's also called a gzeila. That means I want to use Shimon's behemoth for a purpose. I want Shimon's behemoth is a mazik. I want to use it. That's called I'm taking Shimon's behemoth for my usage. For I want it. That's called I'm using it. That's also called a gazlan. So that was the chiddush of Rav Masna Marav. The chiddush of Rav Masna Marav was two things. Number one, there's a chiddush that Afilu, without a Mashiach, you also become a Gazlan. That's one thing. Without a Mashiach, you also become a Gazlan. Hikisha Amritlam. And the second Chiddush could be that Al-Kamas Chaveri, you also a Gazlan. Al-Kamas Chaveri, if that's the only reason you want it, but you want it for that reason, so it's called, I want to use the Behemoth, that's also called a Gzela. I'm taking Shimon's Behemoth to be Mamale my Ratzon. That's called a Gzela. The other Kasha that we had asked, we asked a Kasha that, the Maisa, why do I need this Chiddush to tell me Kisha is a Mashiach, there's enough in the Baraisa? I thought it could be there's a Meirdike Chilik between a Gazlan. The Baraisa says, but Mashiach Ketzad is speaking about Mekech Hamemka. That's what the Baraisa is speaking about. Behem is nikne be Mashiach. Be Mashiach Ketzad, koira lo vehi bo. Oye kisha be mako, kibin shakri yad veregel kona. So the Baraisa is speaking about Kinyonim. Now, by Kinyonim, the gather of a Kinyon is Hiros Bailas. That means, the Bailim HaRishonim is giving me Rishus to Balabatave over his behemoth. So that's the Maisa Kinyan. Hayros Bailus is a Maisa Kinyan. That's the Kinyan of Mashiach. By hitting a behemoth, making the behemoth go, that's also called Hayros Bailus. You don't say schlep the behemoth. That's also called Hayros Bailus. The Kinyan Mashiach of Gzeila is Hoytzor Mershus. La Locha we paskin, a Gemara Nelo Naris, La Locha we paskin, that if a person was Moshech HaBehime Mershus HaNigzal Rishus HaRabba, La Locha we paskin, he's a Gazlan. You're not kinda like that, but you're a Gazlan. Because the Mashiach of Gzeila is a Mashiach of Hoytzor Mershus, I have to take it out of his Rishus. Now, that's how I become that's a Maisik Zeila. That's a Maisik Zeila. The Mashiach of a Gazlan is a Maisik Zeila, which means Hoytzor Mershus HaNigzal. So, one could think, if I hit the behemoth and the behemoth went out, if he gets a good lawyer, he'll say, he didn't take it out of your Rishus. He hit the behemoth. The behemoth went out, so it's already indirect. Maybe that's not called a Maisa Gzeila. A Maisa Gzeila in Hayros Bailas, Achilik, if the Hayros Bailas is by schlepping it, or by hitting it and making it go. And Eiroas Bailas could be, the Baraisa tells us, this is also called Eiroas Bailas. Koira Lo Behiba is also called Eiroas Bailas. By Gzele, I mean, the Ktsoi says that by Gzele, you need a Maisa Gzele. Koira Lo Behiba will not become a Gazlan. So there's different categories. The Meshiche of Gzele and the Meshiche of Kinyonim have different guidelines and different categories. The Meshiche of Kinyon is Eros Bailas. Kairala Vehiba is also called Eros Bailas. And Balabata being over the Behemoth. Mashen came by Gzele, the Ike Mechuvin of the Meshiche. By Gzele is the Haitzah Mershus Bailas. So Mela Kairala Vehiba, I didn't do anything. There's no Maisik Zayla. The Tzai says you can't become a Gazlan without a Maisik Zayla. I called it. It came. I'm not a Gazlan to calling it. So Fakel, he Kisha, so one could think, that's also not called, I took it out of his Rishus. I didn't do it. I just hit the Behema. The Behema walked out. I convinced the Behema to walk out. Good. I'm a very convincing person. But I'll call upon him, there'd be a mockin to say it's not called a Maisik Zayla. So the Chiddush is, Ikisha is also called Meshiche. Hashmina Masnisen, the Kisha B'makal, Zuhi Meshiche. This is also a Meshiche. This is Shitas Rashi. So according to Shitas Rashi, we're saying that Be'emeson, Rav Masne, and the Mishnah are the same. It's the same. It's telling us one aloche, Rav Masne, the Zachiyev al Zayla. The Mishnah Zachiyev al Zayla. And the Chiddush is that Ikisha is a Maisa Meshich. Now, this is very good if we will say this Tiktaira that the Mishnah is coming to tell us that Akish is a Maisa Meshich, even though it wasn't Meshich Behedya. But the minute we will not be Noches to this Chiddush, and we'll say, hey, Vashtaitzach, Akish is a Meshich, then we're in hot water. Then we have a problem, so we're back where we started from. So what's Akish? Akish is Meshich. So if Yikish is Meshicha, so what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? We have a problem. We have a problem already. So now, let's see Taisvis. Taisvis learned a whole new Mahalach in the Gemara. This is how the Maram Shiv says Pshat in Taisvis. Yikisha Amritlam. Botchila hoya soiva, the Mamet Bahima, Ainu Shemachzik, Beyodai Ha'avsa, Umaylicha, Mamish al hakome umamido sham. Lachi ave pshita tvei. Now Taisvis learned. Taisvis is a whole new mahalach in the Gemara. Taisvis learned. Rav is zicha telling us hilchis maimed. Rav is zicha telling us hilchis maimed. The maimed is a lomdis that it's called shein veregel. Since I was mesavev the shein veregel, so it's called beiroi, and I'm chayav al shein veregel. Now. Rav says, so Rav, you could learn in a few I found him. The Pashtis would see Amamid Bahimas Rabel Kamas Rabel means he schlepped it and he put it there. And that the Gemara says Pshita. That's Pashit, you don't need Rav. So the Gemara said a Teretz, and it's speaking like Kamla Ba'apa, Amir Dika Chiddush. He didn't even touch it, he's just standing over here. It was Mesaviv that the Bahimas should eat it. That's the Chiddush of Rav. Amir Dika Chiddush, fine. When you said over this memra of Rav, you said, come lay ba'ape? Never. That's a grome. That's nothing. He'll never be chayiv. You said, the chiddush of Rav is that mamid is chayiv. He's chayiv al chayim v'regel, but not through come lay ba'ape. Hikisha. But if he hit it, and the behemoth went to eat, that's the chiddush of Rav. Now, Hikisha, according to Taisis, is speaking, I didn't want to steal it. Chas v'shalom. He didn't want to steal it. He had no intentions of stealing it. The case of Rav. The chiyav is al chayim v'regel. The chiyav is al chayim v'regel. That's the memra of Rav. The memra of Rav is Hikisha. And Taisis says that mamit is mazik v'yodo ya'afsam elicha mamit shalakom ha'mamit v'sham. If there is really v'yodayim misavim d'achila, that's the Gemara said, pshita yachayv al tshem v'regel. Hikisha amritlon. You said, nah, I didn't do mamish v'yodayim, I did it a little indirectly. And that's the Chiddush of Rav and Chaim als Mamet. Not Chaim als Gazlan, because the Rav is speaking about he had no intentions to steal the Baina. That is the case of Rav. The case of the Mishnah is not speaking about, the Mishnah did not mention one word of Kamas Chavera, just as it's your listen. The case of the Mishnah is Yechayim als Gazlan. The Mishnah Yechayim, and the Mishnah speaking about like the Yishalmi says he wanted to steal it. So now we have to understand we're in hot water. So Yechayim als Gazlan, and L'chayim I know that he kishes a Maisa Meshiche, and he wanted to steal it. So we're back to where we started from. It's you, listem, chayovim, pshit. This problem Taisus had. But Taisus did not want to learn that's for sure that the Chiv is not Alts Maimed, and the Chiv is Alts Gazlan. Rav is speaking about Maimed. Here the Chiv is Alts Gazlan. V'listem na'mi she'i kishua l'goiz l'mayri. K'demuki l'obi yishan. The Shami says it's you, listem. So they wanted to steal it. So we're back where we started from. So yes, Pshita, to tell me that he kishes Mashiach, please. That's a b'rais and kedushin that he kishes Mashiach. So we're back where we started from. So what is Taisus saying? Is it the Maram Shiv? Taisus saying a murder dikazach. The Makshin that asked Pshita held that if you a gazlan is Moshech a behema, if the behema was Mazik you're chayiv. And the Emerson, the first Taisus and Ahmed Beis did not understand so clearly why is it so poshut that he's chayiv, that a gazlan is chayiv to pay for the zakat. Till Taisus says, the svaru against the maise. This was the makshin. The second Tartzen holds that it's not so poshut. It's not so poshut. This whole lumdus that Taisus said that a gazlan is responsible to pay for the hezekis that the behema makes. It's not so poshut. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that if he made a Meshicha on the behemah, latavki kisha, who did he make mamash a Meshicha? We said ikisha because just like Rav is speaking about ikisha, he's also speaking about ikisha, but there's no shaykhs at all with Rav. Rav is speaking about that lo yitziyu ligzel, and the chiyuv is al tzmamet, and the Mishnah is speaking about a poshut a Meshicha. It's very easily understood that it's right from Pasha to say that a gazlan is chayiv, but the zekas that the behemah does. Zok the Gemara weiter. Mesara l'araya nichnas araya tachtot. So the Gemara understood that, the Roya gave it over to the second Roya. So the second Roya takes over all the responsibilities that the first Roya had. Omri tacht of the man. So one second. I'm sorry. So my one second. Omri tacht of the man. Ilayma tacht of the Baal Behemim. He takes over the responsibilities of the Baal Behemim. Tanina Chodazin. I know that the Shema has all the responsibilities of the Baal Behemim. We learned this Mesori L'Shem Echinom L'Sher Neisisocha L'Seicha Kol Nichnesu Tachtov Tachas Abaylam El Tachtov D'Shoyme Kame Iftale L'Gamri Tachtov L'Sh D'Shoyme What does Rashi say? Is it Rashi? So the Teres Chaim says Pshat that the Mishnah is coming to tell us if the Mishnah till now was speaking keine Zehn Ladea, and the Zehn, the Yotza Bizika Potter. Till now we're speaking about the Zehn was Mazik. So he had Dinim when the Bailam is Chayiv, when the Bailam is not Chayiv. Now, when a person has a Bahim and he gives it over to a Shema to watch, so the Chiyiv, Lishalim, the Zekis is Mutalam, the Shema. And that we learned a Mishnah before, Mem Daldam, Abayz Masr, Lishayim, Echino, Moshaya, Nichnesu, Tachas, Abaylam. That I know from Mem Daldam, Abayz. So what is our Mishnah speaking about? Our Mishnah is speaking about that the Shema gave over to a second Shema, the Shema Kame, Iftale, Legamri. So the Teres Chaim says the Chiddush of Legamri is, according to Rashi, that a Filu, it got Huzak, it got Genizik, the Behemah got Genizik, the Bailam cannot go to the first Shema who he gave it over to. He has to go to the second Shema. And he has nothing to do with the first Shema. Elatacht of the Shema. V'hochi mashma, misore Shema l'roye, nichnas aroye tachtov, v'ozli Bailam, u'mishtoi dina bahadi sheni. The Bailam, if something happened to the Behemah got Genizik, he handles with the second Shema. Barishay Mistalik was speaking about the Bahima was Huzak, not Hizik. That's what Teres Chaim says is Mavur from the Loshna Gemara, Bishayma Kame Ifta Lei Legamri. Not only if it was Mazik, the second Roya has to pay, but if it was Huzik, he's also out of the picture, and the Bailam goes to the second Roya. If it's Huzak, he can mourn from the first Shema. What does Rashi say? Shema Shemosa L'Shema Chayiv, Afilu Ba'onsim. Ta'om Alei Mafkid, Hat Mehemnes Li B'Shvur, Iyu Le Mehemnes Li B'Shvur, Shenen So B'Perik HaMafkid. So that means if a Bailam gave over Bahima to Reuven, and Reuven gave it over to another Shema Shemin, and now there's no Edim what happened with it. And Reuven says, so yes, no, where's my Bahima? He says, well, Shimon says that it was Nenas. He says, I have no Shaykhs with Shimon. I don't believe Shimon. You can prove that it was Nenas? No. You can swear that it was Nenas? No. So you have to pay. That's what Rav said. So we see if the Bahima is Huzak, the Bailam does not go and handle with the second Shema. The Bailam goes and handles with the Shema he gave it to. Don't tell me he gave it over to someone else. At Menly Bishwur, Yilam Emily Bishwur. And here you're telling me it's coming to tell us Shema Kame Iftalei Legamri. Omer Lecho, Rabbi said, no. What shat na Mishneh, my Mosri Leroye Le Barzilai. He gave over the Roye gave it over to his Talmud. To Urche the Roye Le Mimsa Le Barzilai. So here, The Baal HaBehemah can't have kindness to the Shema. I gave it over to you. What right do you have to give it over to another Shema? He says, I have Talmidim, and that's the Urchei that Roya gives over to the Talmidim. He can amri me, Diktoni Mosra L'Roya, V'Liktoni Mosra L'Achem. Others said differently. It says, Mosra L'Roya. That means the Talmud like Tani Masal Achash Mamina my Masalai Masalai La Barzilai. The Ulchei the Roya La Mimsa La Barzilai. I'm a La Achaloi. Leima Misaile La Rovim. The Marovim Shema Shemosal Shema Chayiv. Omri Loi. Tulma Ulche the Milsak Tani Vu Adin La Achen. Taka the Mishnah is speaking about a Barzilai, but it could be That what he gave it over to, that what he's potter when he gives it over to Barzilai is not only when he's a Barzilai. Could be, if he gives it over to another, he will also be potter. But Ulcha de Milsa, he gives it over to his Talmud.